Asterix completes Royal Canadian Navy trials. Canada's CF-18s to fly until 2032. And Boeing gets $6.6 billion from the Pentagon to expand missile defense. All of this in Vanguard Radio for today. Hi there, this is Marcelo Sugdeo. Welcome back to the show. Canada will try to get more flying time out of its aging CF-18s, with the aim to get the jets operating for another 15 years up to 2032. Some aerospace industry sources said that the question is whether the 2032 retirement is set in stone, since any delays in the purchase of new jets could alter that schedule. The first replacement aircraft for the CF-18s will be arriving in 2025, but the deliveries of the 88 planes would not be completed until 2030, according to the federal government documents distributed to the industry representatives at a January 22nd meeting in Ottawa. Several upgrades were done to keep the planes flying until 2025. But it's not clear if another upgrade would be needed beyond that time to keep the planes flying from 2025 to 2032. Canada is also in discussions with Australia to purchase 18 used F-18 aircraft, and this is to help with the existing fleet of the CF-18s. While the exact cost of that deal wouldn't be made public until the contract is signed, the Liberal government has set aside $500 million for the project. In November 2016, the Defense Minister, Mr. Harjit Sajjan, acknowledged that the CF-18s might have to keep flying longer than planned, suggesting that they could even continue until 2030 or perhaps beyond. The briefing to industry representatives was the first official government confirmation that the RCAF would continue to stretch out the life of the aircraft until 2032. The Liberals have committed to buying 88 new fighter jets in a program that could cost as much as $19 billion, and that price tag does not include long-term maintenance. Troy Crosby, he's the Director General for Defense Major Projects at PSPC, said in an interview that a request for proposals from companies for the new fighter jets is expected to be issued in the spring of 2019. A contract would be signed in the late 2021 or early 2022. Davie Shipbuilding and Federal Fleet Services announced that following an intensive period at sea, that they have done some trials and testing for the Asterix, which has been formally accepted by the Department of National Defense and has now entered full operational service with the RCN and the RCAF. As planned, Asterix performed daily replenishment at sea exercises with the RCN and also conducted extensive RCAF CH-148 Cyclone helicopter operations to prove and demonstrate that the world-leading capabilities of the Resolve-class naval support ship. These exercises have included everything from dual RAS operations to helicopter landing, takeoff, and vertical replenishment trials. Spencer Fraser, the CEO of Federal Fleet Services, said that to deliver the first Canadian naval vessel in over 20 years, the first supply ship in almost 50 years, and to reach FOC so efficiently and in such a short period of time is a testament to the hard work, dedication, and dynamism of the teams at Davie and the Federal Fleet Services. Over 900 Canadian companies from coast to coast participated in the build of Asterix and the Resolve class and has been hailed worldwide for the innovative Canadian solutions integrated on board. Participation in this project has assisted the exports of many of Davie's Tier 1 subcontractors, and that includes Hepburn of Toronto, that built and designed the RAS equipment, L3 Maps of Montreal, which designed and installed the integrated platform management system, and OSI of Vancouver, which designed and built the integrated bridge system. Asterisk is now ready for global deployment to support combat and humanitarian operations as directed by the government of Canada. Boeing has received a $6.56 billion contract to continue managing the U.S. missile defense system intended to stop the North Korean or the Iranian intercontinental ballistic missiles, according to the Defense Department. The North Korean leader, Kim Jong-un, has vowed to create a nuclear warhead and a missile that could hit the U.S. mainland, adding to the urgency of the U.S. missile defense efforts. In a State of the Union address, President Donald Trump said, "North Korea's reckless pursuit of nuclear missiles could very soon threaten our homeland, and we are waging a campaign of maximizing pressure to prevent that from ever happening." As the Missile Defense Agency's prime contractor, Boeing will manage the accelerated construction of the new 20 missile field at Fort Greenlee, Alaska, also plus the additional interceptors. Boeing also will oversee the development and integration of the upgraded warhead known as the redesigned Kill vehicle. With that, we've come to the end of Vanguard Radio for today. Thank you so much for joining us. On behalf of the Vanguard team, this is Marcelo Sagdeo, saying bye for now.